Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest news on KJAN. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest Friday of a Red Oak woman on theft charges. At 4:55 p.m., officers arrested 24-year-old Desiree Pauline Willis of Red Oak for theft in the fourth degree. She was arrested on East Coolbaugh Street in Red Oak and taken to Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on $1,000 cash bond. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office announced two citations and one recent arrest. On Friday at 7:55 p.m., deputies cited 35-year-old Michael Vance McCormick of Omaha for driving while suspended. He was stopped at the intersection of Highway 34 and Box Elder Avenue. McCormick was released from the scene. Also early this morning at 2:29 a.m., deputies arrested 20-year-old Daniel John Platt of Emerson at the intersection of 250th Street and K Avenue for operating while intoxicated, first offense. Platt was taken to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on $1,000 bond. During that same stop, 21-year-old Wyatt Kane Bailey of Red Oak was cited for possession of an open container of alcohol as a passenger. Bailey was released from the scene. An Elliott man was arrested early Saturday morning for OWI second offense. The Red Oak Police Department arrested 20-year-old Andrew Claire Coughlin of Elliott at 2:49 a.m. this morning at the intersection of 200th Street and K Avenue. Coughlin was taken to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on $2,000 cash bond. The Iowa Supreme Court says the corporate headquarters for health insurer Wellmark Incorporated should have been taxed at a value of $99 million in 2011, reversing rulings by other courts that set the value much lower. Wellmark completed construction on its $150 million headquarters in Des Moines in September of 2010. The county assessor valued it for tax purposes at $99 million. Wellmark protested, and a district judge in the Iowa Court of Appeals set the taxable value at $78 million. The county appealed. The Supreme Court says in Friday's opinion that the five-story stone and glass building should be valued at its current use as a single-tenant corporate headquarters and not as an office building that would be occupied by multiple tenants if sold, as proposed by Wellmark's experts. An April trial has been scheduled for a Council Bluffs woman accused of conspiring to steal from a Walmart store. Jerry Adelano pled not guilty Tuesday to theft, conspiracy, and ongoing criminal conduct. Her trial is set to begin April 5th. Prosecutors say Adelano worked with a Walmart cashier, Keisha Kephart, in buying items that Kephart would mark down for Adelano. Kephart also would take coupons that were for other items. The bogus transactions cost Walmart more than $4,000. Kephart pled guilty on Monday after making a deal with prosecutors that includes her agreement to testify against Adelano. Kephart was sentenced to 2 years of probation. An Eastern Iowa woman has been sentenced for insurance fraud and filing a false report. Stephanie Settle of Asbury on Monday was given 2 to 5 years of probation, 30 days in jail, suspended, and a deferred judgment. Under a deferred judgment, the convictions will be wiped from Settle's record if she successfully completes probation. The Dubuque Telegraph-Herald reports that she must pay restitution as well. Investigators say Settle told officers a man armed with a knife broke into her home in January of 2015, attacked her, and stole about $15,000 worth of jewelry. On March 4th, she reported that a man had attacked her in her garage and had cut her face, neck, arms, and chest. Authorities say the investigation revealed inconsistencies in Settle's stories, prompting those charges. In other news, a Sioux City man accused of impersonating a police officer and enticing young girls and inappropriately touching them has been sentenced to 7 years in prison. 31-year-old Joey Alberts pled guilty on Wednesday to enticing away a minor, indecent contact with a child, and 3 counts of impersonating a public official. According to court documents, Alberts was arrested in March 2014 after authorities say he approached girls in 2012 and 2013, telling them he was a police officer. Alberts was accused of inappropriately touching 2 13-year-old girls on separate occasions and trying to lure a 12-year-old and 13-year-old girl into its car in separate incidents. Alberts must register as a sex offender upon release from prison. A U.S. magistrate from Sioux City has been approved to serve as a judge on one of Iowa's federal courts. Senator Chuck Grassley announced Thursday that the U.S. Senate unanimously approved the nomination of Leonard Strand of Sioux City to serve as a U.S. District Judge for the Northern District of Iowa. President Barack Obama nominated Strand in June to replace U.S. District Judge Mark Bennett. The nomination will go back to Obama for final approval. Strand graduated from the University of Iowa Law School in 1990 and had a private practice before becoming a magistrate in 2012. The Senate also confirmed Rebecca Ebinger's nomination as a U.S. District Judge for the Southern District of Iowa on Tuesday. Also in other news here this morning, a Southeast Iowa jury has awarded seven former nursing students of Iowa Wesleyan University in Mount Pleasant a $75,000 each after the nursing program lost national accreditation just prior to their graduation in the spring of 2013. The students filed a lawsuit with several allegations, including breach of contract and negligence. They said damages included the inability to enter a chosen graduate school program as a result of graduating from a non-accredited nursing program and loss of earning capacity. A Henry County jury returned the verdict on Wednesday. Attorneys from the university say the situation was disappointing for all involved, and Iowa Wesleyan will work with its insurance providers to pay the judgment. They say the nursing program is now nationally accredited and continues to provide a high-quality nursing education. And the Crawford County Sheriff's Office say three people were arrested Wednesday following an investigation into a rural Crawford County residential burglary. The victim said two shotguns and several power tools were taken from the residence. The incident was investigated and information was obtained that resulted in the execution of a search warrant being executed at 201 Chamberlain Drive, Lot 11 in Denison. Sheriff's deputies, assisted by Denison police, recovered both shotguns and the power tools. Taken into custody as a result of the search warrant was 22-year-old Jose Rafael Rivera Zaragoza and 21-year-old Moises Alexander Carrera, both of Denison. Rivera Zaragoza was facing felony charges of burglary in the third degree and theft in the second degree. Carrera faces felony charges of burglary in the third degree and theft in the second degree as well. Also arrested was Karen Yamilet Melara, who happened to be at the residence when the search warrant was executed. Melara was wanted on a Crawford County warrant and was allegedly found to be in possession of drug paraphernalia. That's a look at some of the latest news. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements. Jim R. Weber, age 81, of Anita, died Sunday at Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Jim Weber will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home Anita has arrangements. Larry Jensen, age 78, of Manning, died Tuesday at the Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Larry Jensen will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. OD Funeral Home Manning has arrangements. Helen Olive Holloway, age 94, of Manila, died Tuesday at Mercy Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Helen Olive Holloway will be held today at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Irwin. Polly Jones Funeral Home Harlan has arrangements. Ada Ellen Connett, age 92, of Oakland, died February 6th. Services for Ada Connett will be held on Monday at 10:30 a.m. at the Noddle Funeral Home in St. Francis, Kansas. Elizabeth Beth Olson, age 59, of Exira, died Thursday at her home in Exira. Funeral services for Elizabeth Beth Olson will be held on Monday at 10:30 a.m. at the Exira Christian Church in Exira. Kessler Funeral Home Exira has the arrangements. Catherine Witzman, age 97, of Atlantic, died Friday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Catherine Witzman will be held on Monday at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. George William Clark, age 81, of California, formerly of Griswold, died February 8th in California. A graveside service for George Clark will be held at a later date. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold is in charge of arrangements. And Joanne Kennefick, age 89, of Atlantic, died Friday at Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Cremation has taken place and no services are planned at this time for Joanne Kennefick. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is handling the arrangements. That's a look at the latest news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.